Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of our top communication experts in our Brain Trust. She's internationally respected as such, by the way, and she's the author of the book, Get Them to See It Your Way, Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. I always love having you on the show. Ruth, you've done so much with us over the years, helping us put our best foot forward to use the things that we say and the way that we say it and how we say it and the tools that we use to say what we have to say to get those kind of organized and get them on the right track so we can get our message across the right way. You've been working on another medium, though, that you and I haven't talked about before, and that is video. And I'd like for you to tell us what you've been working on.
Jim, video is the most explosive technology right now. In the last couple of years, what's happened is it's become basically a free way and a unique and compelling way for businesses of all kinds, leaders of all kinds, to connect with clients and customers. Instead of writing and texting and emailing, which is, you know, and even picking up the phone and calling, which I love doing, by the way, because at least you connect voice to voice, you are literally face to face with clients and customers. Mm-hmm. I look at it as a return to face-to-face. And although you may be talking at somebody, in other words, it could be a one-sided conversation if you're shooting a video and just posting it, there are also opportunities for video conferencing that are free. This stuff is out there, and it's free.
So are you talking about both a presentation video, like a YouTube channel, and a two-way conversation like you'd have on Skype? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I am.
Not one or the other, but both.
Both. And I think you have to be doing both. I think you have to be reaching out in both ways.
Whatever it takes to get my handsome face on the screen. That's what you're talking, right?
Absolutely. you gotta comb your hair. Got to make sure those cowlicks aren't sticking up.
Right.
But hey, you know, that's the only impediment as far as I can tell.
Right. Well,
so definitely.
Well, you know, I agree with you. You know, one of the things that that I said back, you know, after 9-1-1, I predicted, it's actually taken longer than I thought it would, but I predicted that 9-1-1 would put video conferencing on steroids. I thought it would put a rocket under it, and we'd have a lot more of it. And we have it now. We have the capability now, but it has taken longer than I thought. And I said for a long time that technology through video conferencing would do more damage to the airline industry and the hospitality industry than terrorism would, because if you and I can see each other face to face, that goes a long way towards me not having to literally get on an airplane and go somewhere.
It does. And you know, you had during the break, I was listening to you talk about cutting edge stuff. Actually, it wasn't during the break, as you were moving into the break.
I was telling them about you coming here. Yeah.
Right. Well, you were talking about cutting edge stuff, and in fact, it is cutting edge. Video is, there has been a delay, I think, in getting it going because of the limits in bandwidth. Video takes a lot of bandwidth, and most home networks or small businesses, networks, internet capabilities simply can't accommodate a lot of video. But in the last 2 years, that has changed. So we've got to, you know, now we've got to jump on it now. It's happening now.
Well, go ahead.
No, the way I'm seeing it is that there are still very few people, relatively speaking, who are embracing it.
Right.
And so if you do it, you are going to have a huge competitive advantage over your, you know, over the competition.
Well, no question about it. And you know, and the thing that's going to the thing that really is going to put video on steroids is mobile, the mobile aspect of computing, where with the new cell phones, the new smartphones, having increased ability to download and process and stream video, that's going to really put it out there. And as you say, I think there's going to be a tipping point, not in the too distant future, when video is going to be not going to be exotic. It's going to be you know, essential. And of course, a lot of people listening right now are thinking, wait a minute, guys, haven't you heard of YouTube? There's, you know, there are zillions of things up on YouTube, and there are, but the business application of video is still lagging behind the social aspect, isn't it?
Definitely, and that's a very good point. If you look at YouTube, there, I don't know, I think they've gotten to a billion uploads or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But most of those uploads are, like you said, social, friends doing it, musicians, different kinds of applications that have nothing to do with you or me or other small business owners putting ourselves out there and talking with our customers and clients and giving them information that they can use to get ahead in their businesses. So
right.
That is something that is extremely young yet and really in its infancy. And if you're out there doing it, then you're ahead of the game.
Well,
one
of the things that that I've been pointing out for a long time now is that increasingly people are starting their shopping process online. They may not finish their shopping process online, and when they actually make their purchase or whatever, they may still, you know, obviously the majority of people are still going to Main Street and buying their stuff. But increasingly a lot more and more of it is online, but way more of it now is begun online, and people are looking for companies to get comfortable with. And if your company has a little video piece on the website, that's maybe the owner saying, hey, you know, I'm Jim, this is what we do here, this is what our values are, and we hope you come to see us. You'd be amazed at how much that will connect people with you. And isn't that
Absolutely.
What people are looking for, connections, Ruth?
That's exactly right, Jim. And connections, of course, is what, you know, what I love and what is my passion is how you connect with people, because connection persuades. If you're connected with somebody, they're much more likely to look at you favorably,
right.
Of course, to
mm-hmm.
be able to build that relationship, to be able to then build in that trust factor
right.
that is so vital to
Ruth,
the business, the commerce process.
I got
to
take a quick break. Give us your website quickly one time, please.
Yeah, sure. It's RuthSherman.com. Pretty easy.
Couldn't get any easier than that. Ruth Sherman and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.